You want to go back to Avendado?
So where were we? Oh, so y'all do what I don't.
Well, we just discussed it a little bit.
Okay.
It seems to me that of the four that were not excluded from this sale, two of them went back to the estate because they were uncontested, and two are contested. So we'll discuss, maybe we should just do it on the two that are contested. But my concern, one of my concerns is, I don't know, is the proceeds of that came up to about $20,000, and that's clearly went to pay post-petition mortgage payments on the two lenders, and the buyers didn't get the properties. It seems to me that the lender maybe should give that back to the trustee, the mortgage company that got paid. But that's just my brain.
Mr. Giuli,
I understand
this case.
I know that.
Okay.
The last thing.
If the lender's claim needs adjusting, we'll adjust the lender's claim. It's the only substantial claim in the case anyway.
The same attorney has two claims.
There's two claims. Are those the only claims in the case?
Mr. Valjuli filed a bunch of claims for the himself for the.
I haven't filed an application, but I let him know that it'd be about $25,000.
Douglas County. Okay. No, I don't mean
well,
that. I
meant
Douglas.
You need to be part of the mix if you want to. You want to get paid. You need to be part of the mix.
Absolutely. That's why I'm going to file the application.
So,
Douglas
anyway,
County.
Anyway, the point is, we make this real complicated, or we make it real easy. So y'all decide which way you want to do it, and I'll deal with it.
I was just answering the other claims that he filed were not for himself; they were for Douglas County. Some of them would have gotten paid when we sold certain properties. Others are still out there, and we have to figure out what would he actually.
Well, if I file them, I can withdraw them.
it would be easier if he would withdraw them. But
right. And like I said, if there's anything to be done on this motion to ratify, if we agree on something, submit an order. All that's going to be pro bono. I'll be doing that, no charge, because these are my motions. I just hadn't finished where I left off.
You may need to reappear in the case.
If that's okay with everybody, I'll do that. I think that's easier for Mr. Gordon and I to speak.
I think you should reappear in the case if you don't appear in the case, so we know that you're in the case.
I understand, right?
So just either be his attorney or don't be his attorney.
I'll talk to the debtor after this, Mr. Ramadana. The other thing is the pending motion, the objection to claim. It's a difference between the amount of claim that they announced. It's about $93,000 additional in attorney fees on their claim. And Mr. Gordon and I will talk about that, how to resolve that. In other words, when you come up with a dollar amount, I'd like to have some anticipation as to what claims the trustee believes will be allowed and not allowed. Not to come up with just $225,000 for claim number one and $68,000.
Well, but as you know, if it's claimed and there's a basis for it, that's what we have.
But if there's
to
a
use,
basis to object to it,
we have to reserve for that.
I understand. Okay, we'll do it that way. But that's all I wanted to say, Your Honor.
Anything I submit, you know, obviously is subject to later challenge or
sure.
Objections, and the numbers may end up completely different on certain claims.
No, I understand, but again, we just, you know,
right. I'm just using what's there.
We're just let's try to figure out where we are in the case. If there's disputes, and you know, if you can identify it, the outcome may be different. If the proof of claim is, if the objection is allowed, there's some basis for it. Put that in there. It'd be great.
I just want to see Roberto. Are you still on the phone? I wasn't sure if he was still on. Roberto?
Counsel has disconnected, Your Honor.
Okay. Maybe he thought when we went to the other one we were done with it.
I want to be sure he doesn't keep hanging on after we...
Peggy, I can disconnect at this time so you don't have to stay on the line.
Right.
Peggy?
Maybe she disconnected when I said we're done.
I'll see if he emailed me.
Okay, what else we got?
Just one final thing. On the property in Douglas County that was abandoned by the trustee, there are taxes, which you may be aware of, Mr. Gordon. I would like to see if you could pay the taxes.
They're abandoned, Mr. Avenado. It's not this. It's not the state's problem anymore. It's your problem. It's your property and it's your tax.
So I can sell it without.
You can do whatever you want to. Sell it.
Whatever you want. It's your property. It's your property.
All right. Anything else?
Anything else? But I think it's all covered, Your Honor.
Okay.
I will be working on that order.
And let Mr. Avenado take a look at it.
Oh, yes. Once we have special counsel comment on it and we get it into what we think is the correct posture, we'll submit it to Mr. Oakes and Mr. Avendano for review.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you all very much.
We'll be adjourned. I'll rise.